Good morning, everyone. Happy New Year. We welcome all of you. This is also Epiphany Sunday. You know what Epiphany and all of that, and it's celebration of the Magi. You remember the Magi? How many of you remember hearing about the Magi? You know, when Nalu grew up, his dad's a preacher too, so he was familiar with everything having to do with the liturgical church and the year and everything. And he was sitting in Sunday school class, and the teacher said, how many of you remember the Magi? And everybody raised their hand. And he says, do you remember what they brought? And all the hands came down. And then Nalu's hand went back up. And they said, Nalu, what did the three wise men bring? And he says, gold and Frankenstein and myrrh. That's not a true story. Don't pick on Nalu. We welcome all of you. Announcements on the back of the bulletin. We're in a fairly routine week, except the Tongans will be here every night for a week of prayer, celebrating. So if you had thought you might come in and do something around the church, plan not to disturb them. Plan to be honoring their time of worship and celebration and gathering. Other announcements, what other things do we need to make everyone aware of? Debbie Gunther, please.
Good morning. All right, the first fundraiser for CROP is in January 30th at Applebee's Havana Gardens this time. So that'll be January 30th. It's a Thursday. That's the start of this year's fundraisers. Thank you.
All right. All you have to do is go and eat and let them know that you're from there. Michael, don't, if you'd come down here and catch Sandy Tenney, please.
Saturday is the UMW meeting at 10 o'clock. All the women of Burns are invited. Thank you.
Okay. Women of Faith? Is that the new name, Women of Faith? Do I have it right? You know, I learned United Methodist Women. It's hard to change. Anybody else have trouble changing? Yeah, all right. Other announcements, other things for the good of the order as we are gathering and preparing. We serve communion this morning. Communion is open to all who come, who would come to Christ's table, any age, for whatever reason. If you would like the elements brought to you, remain in your place, and we will bring them to you happily. Any other questions, anything else? If not, stand and wave hello to one another. And I'm asking Elena and Debbie and Holly to come forward as we prepare for our call to worship.
You want them all to say them all at once, do you?
No, we're going to do it individually, so you go there if you will.
Oh, okay.
Who do you want? Yeah.
What order do I have them written here in?
Do you have them written in there, German, French, Spanish, and Tongan?
Happy New Year in German.
Wünschen dir ein frohes neues Jahr.
French.
Bonne année.
That was quick and easy.
It's fast, yeah.
Spanish.
Feliz año nueve.
Tongan.
Taufo monuia.
Happy New Year.
Bonne année.
Amen. Hey. Thank you. Join together in our call to worship.
Brothers and sisters in Christ, Happy New Year. In various languages to all people, there is a great promise of Christ in the new year. What better way to appreciate the gift of a new year than to come to give thanks to the one who made it? Praise God in the highest for the gift of new life in a new year. May we put away old behaviors which failed to follow Christ from the past year. May we find new and more loving ways of living through Jesus Christ. Come, precious loving Lord, and direct us. Come, precious Lord, that we may offer our thanks and praise. And now join in the hymn 238, Angels We Have Heard on High. You may be seated.
Where are we going to invite the youth for Noisy Sunday, or you want me to? Noisy Sunday, do you want to invite everybody?
What?
It's Noisy Sunday, do you want to invite the youth? Or do you want me to do that?
What?
Oh, Ephesians, I'm sorry.
I was going to say.
I'm new here. It's a new year.
I'm going to give this guy a roadmap. The first lessons I'm reading from the first chapter of Ephesians. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, just as he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before him in love. He destined us for adoption as his children through Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace that he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and insight, he has made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure that he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time to gather up all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. In Christ we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of him who accomplishes all things according to his counsel and will, so that we, who were the first to set our hope in Christ, might live for the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance toward the redemption as God's own people, to the praise of his glory. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
How many of you remembered it was Noisy Sunday? Good for you, I forgot. I did not bring any coins, but I have this other stuff that works the same way. It's made out of paper. So please, this is for the youth group. Noisy Sunday was supposed to be last Sunday, but we just moved it up.
Do you see the poof that goes on the microphone to keep it from booming?
I don't see it.
I don't see it either. Wonderful little cup you have there. Gotta be noisy about it.
While they're still stirring about, I invite the ensemble to come forward for their piece. We will be serving communion. Here's a song about serving. Amen.
Satisfy the hungry, go and share.
As they are clearing microphones, we turn to our time of prayer. I ask if you have prayer concerns this morning as we come and as we gather. So, and Michael, if you are ready, there's a couple of people with their hands up already. So we have a couple. And as we are getting there, I have a question for all of you. The gathered wisdom we've been praying about gun violence. Hang on just a second, Michael. It'll be for Sandy, but if you'll hang on. I read in the paper that a house party had a conflict with some of the people at the party, so they drove to the park, and then two people were shot. I don't remember how many people, but there were several people were shot, and for the life of me, it sounded like a duel. You get into a conflict, so you go to the park and have a duel. How many of you have seen Hamilton? They used to duel with swords, and it got outlawed because too many people were getting killed. I don't know if this applies or not and how that helps us, but it just clicked in the back of my mind that this similarity. 14-year-old girls were the ones in conflict. And I'm just praying for insight because something has to change. Amen? Michael, if you will. Sandy Tinney had her hand up.
I would like continued prayers for Don. Mentally, he is doing well, but he needs a lot of physical therapy. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. As he is recovering from stroke, he is at home and... Oh, he's in hospice now? Okay, thank you. He's in the hospital. Ruella.
I have two prayer requests today. First one for our little granddaughter, who will be 2 at the end of January, has a very high fever today. So prayers for her recovery. And then we have a friend whose son is in the hospital with blood clots to his heart. And they're trying to figure out how to take care of that. So prayers for that situation, too. He's not very old.
Can you tell me their first names, slowly and loud?
Granddaughter's name is Nova. And my friend's name is Kevin.
Kevin, and I did not get the first name. Melba?
Nova.
Nova, like the star.
Like the star, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Michael, Wendy, down here, please.
I just like prayers. I'm leaving for Wisconsin on Friday to go to my ex-husband's memorial service. And just prayers for my travels.
Okay. Prayers for travel to Wisconsin for the memorial service. Michael, Paya has her hand up.
I'd like to request prayers for Olivia's aunt, her paternal aunt. Her name is Fotui, FOTUI. She has cancer and is now in hospice care.
Okay, for FOTUI.
Yes.
Cancer in hospice. Prayers and prayers, Olivia, for you and your family and clan. Others, other concerns. Well, I'm hunting around for stuff here. I'm kind of disorganized this new year, I tell you what. By way of celebrations, the birthday list. Are we ready for that? Is this the time when we do that? Anybody want to share any? Samantha Latow's birthday is today, the 5th. She's 30. And where is Jim? He's not here. Yeah, tell him to get his behind out here. On Wednesday, Gene Tenney's having a birthday. Is that right?
Hello.
Just a second, Jim.
Today is Samantha's birthday. I asked her if it's 26th, and she said no. It's 32.
And I heard that Ava has a birthday on Tuesday. Is that right, Jim? Ava?
Ava, yes.
And how old is Ava going to be?
13.
13.
I had yesterday I was at a birthday party for a great-grandson. He turned 2.
What's his name?
Mateo, M-A-T-E-O.
Mateo. So the Latows have 3 on this week. You're going to be broke, Jim, buying birthday presents.
I am.
You are. Thank you, Jim.
Sure.
Sandy, did you want to share Gene's birthday or number? He's going to be 90 this Wednesday. Is that right? Nonagenarian. Hey, man, Gene. Others. You've already had your one, Paya.
1 minute, please. Paya's next.
I had one sad, but now I have 2 joys. One joy is now we're waiting for Amelia Paula, our daughter, for her result, and she finally has an appointment on Friday, the 10th, at 10:30 a.m. So thank you all for the prayers. And then also, tomorrow will be Olivia and Pingy Tabaque's 10th anniversary.
Yay. Gosh, has it been 10 years? That's startling. Donnie.
We have 3 birthdays this week.
Oh, no, wait a minute. The Litows had 3 this week, too. What
yes,
is it with...
All right. We do.
Go ahead.
The 9th is Michael J.D.'s birthday. The 10th is Kimmy's birthday. They'll both be 40. And Riley has a birthday on Sunday, the 12th. She'll be 8.
Riley. Michael, Kimmy, and Riley. Which day is Riley's?
Next Sunday, the 12th.
The 12th. Okay, all right. Others. My goodness, it's quite an excitement. See Oceana.
I have to beat by, I have to do 4. Okay, so I have half celebration, half concern. First celebration is our parents survived a car accident last week. Although they just, they walked away, it was pretty intense, but they're healing from aches and pains, but we praise God that they are here today to be with us.
Amen.
Another one of a joy and a concern, our sister Nia, on the 13th of January, she has a scheduled C-section due to her baby being a toddler. She has a big boy. So the 13th, she has a scheduled C-section. And last but not least, our brother, Tony, who has been locked up the past, it'll be 6 years come March. He has a release date of March 5th this year. And we praise God for the grace and the mercy, but we ask God for his light to be with him and his family as he makes this transition back home. So,
amen.
Thanks be to God. Thank you.
March 5th, amen. I don't see any other hands, anything. It's been a busy new year already, hasn't it? God is good. And all the time, God is good. Thank you all. Thank you all. I don't know that I see anything else. Prayers continue for, Holly, please. Don Boyles. He was out of the hospital and home when I talked to him. What year is this? It was the middle of last week, so he is home. So thank you for that, Holly. Others, yeah, we don't want to leave anybody out. We are a family. We are, what is that song? We are family. Never mind. Goes back to my disco years there. I don't see any others. Let's join together in our unison prayer as you find it printed in your worship bulletin. The old year is gone. 2024 is now part of our memory. We look back over the year and remember what has happened, both the sad times and the joyous times. Some of those memories are still being made. We pray for those afflicted today. Lord God, bless us in the new year. May we embrace the new year with joy and with resolve. May we embrace the new year as faithful servants of Jesus Christ. Amen. I invite you to a time of silent meditation in preparation for prayer. Loving Lord God, thank you for gathering us here today for this, your house, this place of prayer, this place of preparation, this place of growing and living, this place to come and join with family and share our concerns, to lift our aspirations, to be lifted up, to be challenged, to be taught, and to be honored. Lord, as we come to honor you. We come to give you thanks for the way you have blessed us, for the way that you sent your Son into the world with us, to be with us, to walk among us, and demonstrate the human walk, and demonstrate the ability to follow and stay on the path of righteousness. As we come and gather, we've lifted individual prayers aloud in our community, but we have private prayers as well. And we lift those. And we lift those who cannot be here through affliction or illness or estrangement or fear. We lift them all. Lord, you know them. We pray that you know us as well. You know your children gathered here, that you gather with us, that we hear your word, that we are inspired through song, through scripture, through the words of the sermon, through the words of your Lord in communion. We pray that we listen and respond with the love of neighbor that we are called to through Jesus Christ. Lord, we come and gather, and as we gather as a community, we pray with those around the world the prayer that Jesus taught us, the Lord's Prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Take a moment, if you will. Colleen has an offertory for us to center us.
It's now time for the reading of the gospel. Please stand if you're so disposed. I read from the first chapter of John, beginning with the first verse. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. I'm sorry about that mix-up. That error is mine. With the holidays, I think I might have had too much eggnog. Just not enough hours in the office is what it amounted to. I'm inviting all of the kids up forward to help come dance. Any dancers of any age, Samu, come. Silciana.
There's a whole lot of change.
Oh, my. For those of you parents with little guys and gals, when they're bouncing on the bed, they'll tell you they're just doing this piece, okay? It's a new year. How many New Years do you remember? I have no control over the lights right now. We will endure, amen? I guess I am a bit cynical. At least when I began this sermon, I had just read the news about the shooting on these two 14-year-olds, and I was a bit cynical. I don't know if you're like me, but now when I hear any fireworks, I think they're gunshots. And unfortunately, there are too often that they are. And I live near Utah Park, and so there's a bit of cynicism that creeps in there. I try not to let that get away from me because God is good. And all the time, God is good. I had to think about, I remember... Do you remember being little and you'd be driving along in the car and you'd come up to a stop sign or something and your mom would stick her hand out and hold on to you so you didn't flip off the seat? Do you remember those times? Many of you were too young to remember seat belts didn't even come around to what, 67, 60, somewhere in there? Didn't have seat belts back in the day. And cars have gotten safer. We now have airbags. We have airbags for our airbags, I swear. Side bags and front bags, it's just... And car safety has improved. Oceana, you shared that your parents were in an accident, that they're well. The safety of our automobiles today has increased tremendously, and we're grateful. We're grateful that everybody's all right. And the survival rate is so high. How come we can't apply that to some of the other places where we're not doing so well with our young people? Something to think about. Let's just grow that. Let's prayerfully consider how we might see some positive changes there. The new year coming along brings new promise as well. There's new medicine coming out all the time. There's new medical procedures. I am planning to get one of those new brain transplants that they're coming out with. I'm going to have put a real brain in instead of taking out this just temporary one. It's a joke. Nobody's laughing yet this morning. Come get with me. Science is continuing to grow. They've mapped the entire brain of a fruit fly. True story. Fruit fly is very small, you understand. So it was able, but that was still a huge task to map that thing. It's an amazing thing. We're making some progress. Have you been following space travel and rockets? How many of you are rocket fans and space fans? SpaceX, often flying two rockets a week. And there is now space tourism. Have you got a seat purchased yet? Mark had his hand up about space stuff, and it's a little expensive to go into space, millions of dollars still. But there was a time when airplane travel was expensive, too. Only the very rich and elite and most amazing flew. We are making progress. I don't know if we'll ever get to the point where we have space travel as economically and as frequently as we do air travel. Kind of doubt that, but nonetheless, amazing things are happening in the world around us. And I don't know about you, but I keep getting invites in the mail to nephews and nieces' weddings, and it's going to be very shortly that I'm going to be getting invitations or announcements of great nieces, great nephews. Is that the right term? So families and life abundantly. Amen, amen, amen. I did see an article in the paper that was kind of intriguing. I knew you'd all want to really follow up on this. They're coming out with artificial intelligent preachers. True story, I kid you not. New York Times article on there. And this Baptist preacher, he's got it all set up. He had the AI write the sermon for him. And then they discovered that they could have it mimic his voice, so they had it preach it for him. The jury's still out on whether or not and how that's and what have you. Kind of interesting if you are seeking to be ordained and to be a clergy person in the United Methodist Church, you have to demonstrate a call to ministry, God calling you. Somehow you have to demonstrate a call. I don't know how AI is going to do that. It's curious. It's exciting. It opens all kinds of interesting questions. But the cynical part of me also says, why are we still at war in the Middle East? Why is Russia and Ukraine still at war? Why haven't these things resolved? And I hear Jesus speaking to us. You will hear of rumors of war. You will hear of wars and rumors of wars. Do not be dissuaded. It is not the end yet. Promise. Jesus is still there. We have been, humanity has been through wars and wars and wars since Jesus' birth in Bethlehem. And we are still here. And we are better than we've ever been. I believe that. We are closer to being a humane, loving humanity than we've ever been. Richard read from the gospel lesson. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And nothing came into being in the beginning without the Word, the Logos, without Christ. So God and Christ, eternally begotten together, one and the same. And in that beginning from all time, God's still with us. There have been hard times in human history. You know, think about that a minute. Think about the plague in Europe. Think about world wars. We've had a couple of those. We've had intermittent little wars. I remember a time when they shut down the whole world basically because of a virus named COVID. It was an astonishing time. Thinking back, I can't believe it happened. And yet it did, and there were many who, beloveds that we lost, but there were also many who saved the lives of others through their determination not to spread that virus. But I think about those hard times. Are we in a hard time right now? Is this one of the hard times in history, or are we just a spoiled, prosperous people? Think about that a minute. We are incredibly prosperous. Now, I know I have to balance my checkbook just like the rest of you. And when I look at that, I don't feel like I'm tremendously prosperous. Maybe a few of you are. How many of you are driving Rolls Royces and, you know? But we are prosperous beyond the imagination of so many. And if you don't believe me, let's take a trip to a third world country on a mission trip. Let's go see people who are living on nothing, who have no access to any kind of health care, who lives with dictatorships and where there is no such thing as justice. You can call a 911 and get an air ambulance, a helicopter to you in minutes. There are places in the world where you can't get help anytime. We are a prosperous people, and we need to remember that. And we need to remember that Christ is the light that came into the world, and that light, there's darkness. And one candle dispels that darkness. The light has come into the darkness, and the darkness has not and will not ever overcome it. The Word is in the world. Now, I had to tell the joke on Nalu this morning. You know, his dad was both preacher and a district superintendent and was part of the cabinet. He was the dean of the cabinet, actually, when I was ordained. So Eddie Calamini has, you know, so some true bona fides there. I had to tell the story about the Magi because this is that Sunday of the Magi bringing amazing gifts. They brought these gifts from the East, foreigners, pagans, Arabs, whoever. And they came and they brought gifts of gold. That's wealth. Frankincense and myrrh. One is a lovely aroma perfume, and another was health related. I've never figured out which one's which or why or how. But these were wealthy scientists who lived in the lap of luxury, and they came to bring gifts to Jesus, the baby, acknowledging the gift among us. And we have been called to adoption. Adoption as his children, God's children through Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace that he freely bestowed on us in the beloved. Sometimes, and over history, we've had times when it was worse than others. But there's a misconception that tends to come around, and that is that as Christians, we are privileged and we deserve that privilege. And even to the point that the gifts that come are really gifts to us as well. That we have been adopted to be prosperous and that all of the difficulties of the world, they should not impact us because we're faithful. Keep in mind, when he came, he was of a poor family, born poor, in a barn. We are adopted to that family. And we can expect the joys of being part of that family without having to think that we expect so much more. So it is New Year's. It's good news. It's a wonderful celebration. It's a time to recognize and celebrate that we're part of a chosen family of Christians, that we belong, and that we are blessed, and that we are loved, that we are chosen, and that we are saved. But to all who receive Christ, who believe in his name, who gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, but of the will of the flesh, or the will of man, but of God, born of God, destined to be one of Christ's children. So here we are, poor folks, just right along with Jesus. Blessed beyond measure, fortunate, prosperous. Consider that as we think about those who are lost and those who are alone, those who are frightened, those who have nowhere to go. Think of our brothers and sisters all, and see our brothers and sisters in one another. Amen? Share hope, share love, share peace, and share Jesus Christ. May it be so. Amen. I invite Pastor Neil as we prepare for communion. If you're following in your bulletin or in your Bible, hymnal, turn to page 13, please. Turn with me, if you will, to the great Thanksgiving. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, God Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. You gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by the water and the Spirit. It is out of the Seder, the Passover feast. We haven't gotten to do it here since I've been here, but it's a traditional Hebrew gathering, yearly gathering. It's a family gathering of remembrance and of ceremony. And in the middle of that ceremony, Jesus startled everyone, and he took the bread. It's the matzah bread, the cracker. That's not, we don't have matzah, but we have bread as a symbol of that. But he took it, and he picked it up, and he gave thanks to God for it. And he broke it. He said, take, eat, this is my body, broken for you. The disciples kind of just went along with it. The meal continued. They got to the end of the meal. And at the end of the meal, the only thing left on the table is the Elijah cup, the cup waiting for Elijah's return. The great prophet that was swept up into heaven, it is prophesied that he would return. Here is the cup waiting for his return. And he picked it up, and he gave thanks to God for that cup. And he said, drink from this, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, shed for you and for many. Drink from this as often as you gather in my name. In my name, remember me. And remember these as elements of remembrance of who I am. And that is what we are called to. We are called to this gathering of communion. And as we are gathered, we come to feast at his table. Amen? I'd like the lay leaders to come and assist us. I'm going to invite Richard to come and join us, and we'll stand and sing. There is joy. Joy to the world.
Can't tell if my microphone's on or not. Test, there it is. There it is.
It's a beautiful morning. Snow is out. It's chilly. There's briskness in the air. There's beautiful paintings of frost on trees. And there is God's love among us. In the name of God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, share that with through all the world in Christ's name. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Join hands, if you will. Let's sing our closing. God's people said, amen.
Thank you.
You're welcome.